In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow, we complete the 8-day celebration of the great feast of the Transfiguration of Christ. This is the icon, or one of the icons in the middle of the church. This is why we are in white today. In 2 days' time, we begin to celebrate the feast of the Dormition of the Theotokos, the falling asleep of Mary. Please come and celebrate with us. Please come and serve the funeral liturgy with us at the death of the Most Holy Mother of God. You wouldn't miss your own mother's funeral. Don't miss Mary's. This morning, though, I want to dwell on a third feast that occurs this next week. It occurs on August the 16th, the day after Dormition. The story of the feast begins with a king who is sick. Abgar is his name, king of Edessa. Edessa is several hundred miles north of Capernaum, where Jesus lives. And Abgar suffers from leprosy. And though he has never seen Christ, Abgar hears of the miracles performed by him. And so Abgar, by tradition, writes Christ a letter. And in the letter, he professes his faith in Christ, having not even seen him. And he asks Jesus to come and to heal him. Abgar even offers Jesus a place, a safe place to live, there in Edessa, far away from his enemies. But what Abgar receives is something of a disappointment. By tradition, he receives a letter back from the Lord. The Lord writes, "Your Royal Highness, I regret the distance is too great, and I am preparing to go to Jerusalem and to face those who want to destroy me." We can imagine the reaction of Abgar. "Well, this is nothing like what I expected. This is rather irritating. I am the ruler of Edessa. I am used to getting my way, and whatever this is not my way. Why doesn't this Jesus do what I say or act as I expect?" Inside each of us, there is always a little Prince Abgar. Inside each of us, there is a little voice that says, "You know what? Despite what everyone else thinks, I am the one in charge around here. I know what is best. If only other people would listen to me, things would go so much better. The sun will shine and the flowers will bloom. The cats will purr, the dogs will all wag their tails, and everyone would just be happy. You need to listen to me. I have royal blood. I sit on a throne made of gold and up high. And you sit way down there on a plastic chair in the dirt." This is a bit of an exaggeration, but we really do think of others this way. And we often even speak to God this way. When we pray, we usually ask for things. We have a vision of how things are supposed to go. We treat God sometimes like we treat others. When we pray, we think about the fact that we assume that we have all the answers. We say, "Listen, God, I've got it all figured out, and I'm going to tell you what to do. If you just listen to me, God, I will guarantee you that you will be a popular guy. Your poll numbers will surge, and the next election, God, will be yours." But something that we learned this morning is that Jesus Christ is so full of surprises. Yes, he tells Prince Abgar that he cannot come to Edessa. And yes, he does not do exactly what the prince is asking. But he does something even better. Before he sends his letter, Christ takes an everyday piece of cloth, just a small towel lying around the house, and he takes the towel and he puts it on his face and he changes that boring piece of cloth into an image of his holy presence. Jesus creates the very first icon. It's a portrait. It's an image of his divine face. We call this the icon not made by hands. It is the icon that we celebrate on August the 16th. There is an icon in the middle of the church next to the icon of the Transfiguration of that feast, of the image not made by hands. Jesus folds this towel and he sends it to Abgar and he says, Abgar, what I give you is what you need. With this, you will find my peace and my healing. And this is exactly what does happen. The first icon, this simple towel, it brings Abgar healing. This first icon, an everyday piece of cloth, a poor man's towel, maybe something that had been used 1,000 times to clean a house, 1,000 times to clean a human being, or just a bunch of buckets. Maybe it had just been washed and someone was getting to use it one more time for nothing very special, just a chore. It's not royal linen. It is not expensive. It did not fall from heaven or float from Mars. It didn't even come from the Apple store. But Jesus takes a simple, everyday piece of cloth, something which no one could care to notice, something so easy to overlook, and he changes it into the very thing which Abgar needs. We don't have this letter that Christ wrote by tradition, but perhaps in his letter he said, I cannot be with you in Edessa, Abgar, but behold my presence on this cloth wherever you are. See my face, and you will see me, no matter where you are and no matter where you think I am. I am with you. And I will give you what you need. We learn today that Christ is full of surprises. On the one hand, here is the King of Glory. At the feast itself on August the 16th, we hear amazing words from the Apostle Paul about Christ. Christ is the image of the invisible God, writes Paul. He is the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, and everything that in everything he might be first. These are big time movie star words. This is the sketch of a superhero, words which herald a powerful king. But the surprise we receive this day is the same surprise as the surprise of Abgar. This one who is the beginning, this one in whom all things are made, and in whom all things hold together, he comes to us in simple and humble ways. Ways we may not catch if we keep thinking of ourselves as kings and queens. First and foremost, our Lord comes to us in the most basic and simple of things. He comes to us as food. He comes to us in bread and wine. He gives himself to us in the most humble and human of ways, and he says, take and eat. This is my body and blood, which is broken and shed for you. This, too, is Abgar's towel. It is nothing special until Christ touches it, until it becomes Christ himself. And then this nothing becomes everything, everything. Just as Abgar's cleaning rag becomes the image and presence of Christ himself. Our prayers say so much. Please, please always pray mindful of the meaning of the words. Of the simple bread and wine, we say that it has become to those who partake for the purification of soul. That's what happens when you commune. for the remission of sins, for the communion of the Holy Spirit, for the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. No matter who you are and what you've done, for boldness towards the Father, not for condemnation. Jesus Christ is full of surprises. He comes to us in the everyday stuff of life. The bread and the wine of the Eucharist, the wood and paint of every icon, the sounds of bells and the smell of incense. He comes to us in oil and water. Through the words of Holy Scripture, these are not just smears on a page. These are the words of life from the Word of Life himself. He comes to us in silence. He comes to us in stillness. When we ourselves give up and finally admit that we don't have all the answers, and that maybe we don't have any of the answers. Jesus comes to us in the joy of friendship with one another, through the smiles of our children and the loving arms of our parents and grandparents, our husbands and our wives. He comes to us through the tears of repentance. It is when we realize how small we are, how powerless we are, that he shows us his great strength and kingly power. We do not meet the presence of Christ in kings. We meet him in the faces of those who hunger and thirst, those who are naked and sick and imprisoned. We meet Christ in the friend who is suffering, the family member who needs someone to share her burdens with, the neighbor or coworker who can barely face the pain and struggle of anxiety or depression or addiction. In one very early Christian hymn, Jesus says to his disciples, "Cleave the wood, I am there. Lift the stone, and you shall find me." In daily life, we are surrounded by 10,000 towels of Abgar, 10,000 images and moments and persons which are easy to ignore, but which all bear the image of Christ. The image of the one, St. Paul writes, in whom all things hold together. He is the weave of the royal linen on which our images are written. When we behold his face, he also beholds us. And he loves us, and he joins himself to us. We know this happens at the liturgy, at the chalice, but this whole world is given to us as chalice. This whole world is a place which reveals the glory and the healing and the comfort of the God who created us all in love. The towels of Abgar fill this world so thickly we can barely walk from here to there without tripping on the presence of God. Our Lord opens our eyes this morning to his love for us, and more than that, to his desire for us. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes wide open, both at this liturgy and as we celebrate the liturgy after the liturgy. Keep your eyes open in the world. As we continue the Eucharistic celebration on the altars, hidden in our hearts, as we serve others in love. Abgar received comfort and healing from Christ in ways that surprised him. Be open in this same way and be ready to be surprised by Christ. You will find him waiting for you in every tiny corner of this world, a world which he created and which he gives to us in love. Amen.